Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is the story about prayer and money. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "Now about prayer. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who pretend piety by praying publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. For your Father knows what you need. Truly, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, all alone, and shut the door behind you and pray to your Father secretly, and your Father, who knows your secrets, will reward you." Friends, I'm so glad that you are reading the Bible with me in 1 year. We just finished reading the Bible for, I guess, over 10 years we've been doing it, and it gets sweeter and sweeter as the day goes by. I love reading the Word of God, and I'm so excited that you're joining us, and encourage your friends to read the Bible with us every day. You can get a list on the internet of what the scriptures are for the day, or you can go on Facebook, and I post it every day, Monday through Friday. Anyway, and then I also share the Word of God. So today, we're talking about prayer and money, and you might say, what has prayer and money have to do? What is the connection? I didn't connect it. Jesus did. He's talking about prayer, and then he's going to talk about money. And we're going to find out what the Word of God is saying. Jesus said, "Don't recite the same prayer over and over as the heathen do, who think prayers are answered only by repeating them again and again." Do you know prayers like that? I know my great-grandmother, she was in one of the Eastern religions, and she had to have a box in her house, and she had to put food for that god, whatever that god was, and she had to say a chanting thing every day, maybe 3 or 4 times a day. I don't know if she used beads or what she did, but that was her religion. Because I come from Hawaii, there's over 1,000 religions in Hawaii. You pick one, they got one. Amen. But then there's Jesus. He does not work that way. He wants a relationship with us. Remember, Jesus is saying, your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask him. Pray along these lines. Our Father in heaven, we honor your holy name. We ask you that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right there is a key ingredient for us. We're supposed to be looking for Jesus to come, his kingdom to come on the earth. Why? Because it's prophesied in the Bible. He is coming back, but we say this prayer, and we say it like a ritual. Many people say it like a ritual. I learned it, and I did the same. I didn't understand the words and what it meant. But now I have insight, and I know what God is saying. He's saying, pray that Jesus' kingdom will come soon. Why? We need him in the flesh, and he promised to come back and be in our lives and be the king of the whole earth. That's what the Word of God said. I didn't say it. God said it. But if we're not expecting him to come back and we don't want him to come back, who knows what may happen in this earth before he comes? What devastation might come upon the people, or pestilence? So many different things could happen. But when he comes, there will be peace. That's what the word of God says. It says, deliver us from the evil one. That's part of the prayer. Let me teach me how to rebuke the enemy. Don't bring us into temptation. Why? Because human beings get tempted. And Jesus got tempted by Satan in the mountain. And we're no different than him. It says your heavenly Father will forgive you if you forgive others. People hurt you, you have to forgive them. Because he said he will forgive you if you forget the people who sin against you. And if you refuse to forgive them, then God will not forgive you. And now about fasting. Now about fasting. That's a big one. Declining your food for a spiritual purpose. Don't do it publicly as the hypocrites do, who try to look and disheveled so people will feel sorry for them. But when you fast, be festive, and no one will suspect that you're hungry except your Father who knows in secret, and he will reward you. And a lot of people say that when you are going into a deliverance ministry, you do a lot of fasting because you need God's power. And the way to get it is to deny yourself and look for God to provide for your needs, right? You cannot serve two masters, Jesus said. God and money. Now, here comes the money part. What does that have to do with prayer and money? It says you cannot serve two masters. You can serve God or you can serve money. You will hate the one and love the other. But God wants us to connect with him in his way, and prayer is more valuable than money. If you ask God, who is the King of heaven, who has owned all this earth, he doesn't need money because he can create whatever he wants. Can he do more for you than money? He can. Nothing is impossible for God. If you can buy something, you don't need God. If you don't have money, you're looking for God to help you. But it's good that money is not that valuable as God is. For you will hate one, it says, and you will love the other. If you love money, you don't have room for God. You have to love God and put money in its place. God gives to you because you're faithful in many ways to give money away and do what he tells you to do. And God wants you to have money for a reason. There could be many, many, many reasons. But the key is you have to love God more than money. Amen. We connect with him in his way. And prayer is the way that he chose for us to connect with him. And Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways are my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, one day I was walking up to church, and I was asking God, I was a new Christian, and I was still doing my thing and going to church. And one day I was walking up to the church, and this lady came to me and she said, hey, listen, the Lord told me for you to read Isaiah 55:8-9. And I was asking God, God, what am I doing? And what I'm doing, is it right or wrong? And then this lady gave me that scripture, and I didn't read it right there, but when I went home, I looked it up, and it says, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, because my ways is higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I don't know that lady. I don't know that she knew what I was asking God, but he sent her to give me that scripture so I could know that he is God, and I need to serve him, and I need to do things his way. Now, did I do it right away? I didn't do everything right. I did a lot of things wrong, but now I see. Now I know. Why? Because the Word of God teaches us. And he, the same way he teach me, he will teach you. Amen. If, would you like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about? If you would, all you have to say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, because we all, you said the Word of God says everybody's a sinner, every human being. And that means that I'm included in that number. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Lord, change me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I give you my sins, Father God. Throw it away. Father God, cleanse me and make me whole, Father God. And Lord, the same way you forgave me, Lord, I forgive others who hurt me. And Lord, I thank you for salvation right now. I want to be your child. Teach me what I need to know. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, if you said that prayer, would you let me know? I would love to know that you came to know the Lord, and I'd like to share some scripture with you. And please let me know. Amen. Everything, God is good, and there's no evil in God. The real God. Other gods, there's a lot of evil, but not this God. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.